Among Charlie's things after he was gone, his family found a single sheet of notepaper with a heading that said Claridge Court. This was the community where he spent his last days. The interviewer's question had stayed with him. As he felt his life ending, Charlie sat with the notepad and distilled his philosophy of life. He filled the sheet of paper front and back in flowing ballpoint pen. Charlie was a man of action. He wrote in definitive commands. Think freely. That's where he started, boldly. Practice patience. Smile often. Savor special moments. Charlie's list poured onto the page. The lettering was even and orderly, with no words scratched out and no apparent hesitation. No statement was more than a few words long, as though the operating system of a happy and productive life could be written in 30 or 40 crisp lines of code. Make and keep friends. Tell loved ones how you feel. Forgive and seek forgiveness. Feel deeply. Observe miracles. Make them happen. He wrote about trusting yourself enough to take risks, about opening yourself to opportunity and being ready to seize it, about finding beauty in the world, the thrumming rain, the ephemeral rainbow, the glow of sunrise. Be soft sometimes. Cry when you need to. Make some mistakes. Learn from them. As I studied Charlie's list, his active steps to a fulfilling life, it seemed to me that each one by itself was like a greeting card or a Facebook meme. Charlie's takeaway lessons from more than a century of living were things we already know, for we have heard them 1,000 times. But after a few years to think about it, years in which, like the poet T.S. Eliot, I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker, I have arrived at a theory that a life well led consists of two parts. In the first part, we are complexifiers. We take the simple world of childhood and discover its complications. Nothing is quite as it seems. Things are not as we were told. We say, yes, but, and on the other hand, and maybe it's not that easy. Then, if we live long enough, we might soften into the second stage and become simplifiers. For all the books on all the shelves of all the world's libraries, life must, in the end, be lived as a series of discrete moments and individual decisions. What we face may be complicated, but what we do about it is simple. Do the right thing, Laura White told her son. Do unto others, a teacher told his disciples, as you would have them do unto you. Charlie lived so long that the veil of complexity fell away entirely, and he saw that life is not so hard as we tend to make it. Or rather, no matter how hard life may be, the way we ought to live becomes a distillate of few words. The essentials are familiar, not because they are trite, but because they are true. I picture him even now, his eyes dimmed, but his mind bright as a diamond, filling this sheet of paper with his simple truths. Work hard. Spread joy. Take a chance. Enjoy wonder.